What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Lens Talk. We're your hosts, Brooke.
And I'm Austin.
And today, we're going to talk about the danger of comparing ourselves to other photographers.
Yeah, so I was reading this quote. It was like an author and psychologist. His name is Mitch Prinstein. I think I said that right. Mm-hmm. But what he said was, when we're reliant on others for our sense of self, only feeling good if we get positive feedback or markers of status, we're at risk for depression. And so I thought that was like profound.
Yeah.
Because comparing is something that a lot of just people in general do. I mean, on social media, we compare.
Yeah.
So, you know, that quote, it's not directly related to photography, but it definitely can apply to us or really to any small business owners. We all have moments where we're happy with our work until we see someone else's.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that we want to keep in mind is that social media doesn't show what's real. It just shows people's best. People put their best work out there. So kind of like, you know, we know everything about our individual businesses. I know everything about my business. I know what my successes are. I also know what my failures are. But sometimes we compare ourselves to the limited amount of info we know from other photographers. I don't know other photographers' failures. All I'm seeing is their successes because that's what, again, people put on social media.
Exactly.
So, Brooke, how do you think we can stop comparing ourselves to others?
Well, there's a few different things that come to mind. The first thing I think is really important to stop and have some self-reflection. So instead of comparing yourself to other photographers, compare your current work to your past work. You know, there's always going to be something you may want to improve on, and that's fine. That doesn't have to be a negative thing, you know? So, you know, if you compare maybe editing styles, or maybe you learned way more about lighting this year and you can apply some different techniques when it comes to lighting, or something you learned that you can apply in Lightroom, you know, so there's always room for improvement. But when you keep it self-centered, then you're able to not kind of compare yourself to that highlight reel almost that you were talking about. You know, we don't know what other people had to learn and their trial and error. So self-reflection, I think, will really help you just constantly improve and build confidence from within for your own work.
Yeah, that was that's a really good point. And I think another thing, you know, that I was thinking about was trying to seek more connection on social media instead of comparison. I mean, in our industry specifically, as photographers, it's pretty much impossible for us to not be on social media. We have to put our work on Instagram and everything else. So, but we can make it a point to try to connect with other photographers who share our passion. And that'll be better to really connect with them instead of comparing ourselves to them.
Yeah, and you'll find that there's a lot of photographers in your community that are willing to just talk and talk about the thing that they've learned and what works for them and what doesn't. I've been to a styled shoot last year, or was it the year before? Oh, no, it was this past year, over the summer. And before we were getting ready to start shooting, a few people were talking about the different kind of cameras they had, or, you know, everyone was just kind of picking each other's brains. So you'll be surprised, instead of trying to look at other people as competition, if, like you said, you kind of just try to connect with them, you'll develop friendships and you'll develop potential business opportunities, you know. So don't be afraid to reach out to someone and like kind of pick their brain when it comes to certain topics that maybe you have some questions about.
Yeah.
So another thing is to compare, but just make it positive. So again, you know, when you're talking to other people, sometimes you only see the good stuff. And if we try to compare our accomplishments with the accomplishments of maybe someone that you can tell has been in the industry for 10 plus years and, you know, has all of these clients and thousands of followers, that's just not going to be good for your mental health.
Yeah.
You know, but if you try to just find those similarities instead, between yourself and one of those more successful photographers, you'll just overall have a more positive experience. It'll be better for you, for your confidence, for your business, and just your overall outlook, I think, when it comes to the future of your business and what you want to do.
Yeah, and another, tip that I think is good is if we see a specific photo that like makes us feel self-conscious about our own work, then really look at it, dig a little bit deeper and try to figure out what drew you to that picture. Is it the lighting style? Is it the composition? Is it the editing style? But regardless of what it is, you want to identify that. And then maybe work on improving in that area. So if you see a certain photographer's work and you love the way that they edit and it makes you feel self-conscious, then if you can point that out, now you can look up things to work on your editing and try to get better with that. You can reach out to that photographer who shot that picture, give them a compliment, ask them if they can give you any tips. There's YouTube tutorials. Again, like kind of talking about community over competition, we can collaborate with other photographers in the area and just work on improving. And then to go back to like our first tip, compare again your current work to your past work, and you'll most likely be able to see some improvement, and that'll just boost your confidence. And you'll strengthen your connection with these other photographers because you'll be able to see how much value there is in collaborating with them and comparing in a more positive way, which is much better for your mental health.
Yes, definitely. And to go back to when I was mentioning about being at that styled shoot, there was a photographer there, and she is super popular here in Columbus. And I think she has been doing photography for upwards of like 10 or 15 years. And people were saying how much they just love her style, and they were asking her like, "How did you know that this is what you wanted your style to be?" And she was just like, "Oh, like you should have seen me at the beginning. Like my pictures were terrible, and I tried to do too much of this and too much of that." And everyone was like, "No." Like there was literally this one girl was like, "Oh no, I don't believe you've ever taken a bad picture." And I'm just like, okay, we literally all start from somewhere, you know? And it was really cool, I think, to hear that photographer say that she didn't even like her own pictures. Again, I think I really like how we tied all this into our mental health because, as service providers and in this industry where how you mentioned social media is so prevalent, it's all too easy to compare and to be overwhelmed, and that does affect your mental health. And I think we both really advocate for service providers to focus on their mental health. So, I really liked how you mentioned community over competition. Like, those are just really good things. If we can just shift our mindset to look at things differently, it'll help not only our, mental health in the long run, but it'll help our business too.
Yeah, and I mean, just to keep it real with you guys, even after 1 year, after 5 years, after 10 years, I don't think this will ever stop. Every photo shoot that you have, there will be a bad picture. Like, that's
Oh,
just the
right.
reality. There are so many pictures that, when I back up my memory cards and things like that, there are so many pictures that I take at all of my sessions that will never see the light of day. I mean, because maybe you just tried something different, tried a different angle, or tried this or that, or just whatever, and it just came out terribly. Like that happens all the time. So, but like we talked about the highlight reel of social media, nobody's ever going to see my terrible pictures, and we don't see those other photographers' terrible pictures either. But trust us, they have them. They exist.
They are in a file on some external hard drive tucked far away.
Right.
So, thanks you guys for tuning in to another episode of the Lens Talk Podcast. I really hope you enjoyed our conversation today. Again, it's so important to just not compare yourself to other people. So we hope that you try some of these tips and that they do help you. Follow us on Instagram to get the latest information on the different episodes we have coming out. We wanted to start out season two discussing self-care in the service industry. So next week, we're going to continue right along with a very special interview. See you on the next Lens Talk Tuesday.
See ya.